KRN News.
I'm John Scott. President Trump says his federal takeover of the Washington, D.C. Police Department is a tremendous success. He claims the nation's capital is now probably the safest place in our country. The White House is touting its push to make the U.S. safe again. Correspondent Ken Lorman with details.
The effort called Summer Heat has netted over 4,700 arrests and more than 1,000 illegal firearms have been taken off the streets. The initiative has also led to the recovery of 270 children, many of whom were victims of human trafficking. The Trump administration's focus on supporting law enforcement and equipping them with the necessary tools is delivering results. Another example, within the last week, the FBI has apprehended one of its top 10 most wanted fugitives, marking the fourth top 10 apprehension since January. Ken Lorman reporting.
The president signed more executive orders today. One prohibits cashless bail in D.C. He also signed an order banning burning the American flag. With U.S. efforts to secure a ceasefire in Ukraine still uncertain, President Volodymyr Zelensky welcome top European officials to Kyiv for talks on security guarantees.
U.S. President Donald Trump's special envoy for Ukraine and Russia was in Kyiv on Monday, part of a string of high-profile visits as Washington insists it's still pushing for a ceasefire deal. Keith Kellogg said officials are working hard to end the three-year war as a lack of progress has been fueling doubts.
We're hoping to get to a position where, in the near term, we have, what a lack of a better term, security guarantees.
Trump has said he hopes to broker direct talks between Presidents Vladimir Putin and Volodymyr Zelensky, though Russia has signaled such a summit is unlikely soon. I'm Nayan Kim.
Former Mexican cartel kingpin Ismael El Mayo Zapata pleading guilty to federal drug charges. The plea assures that he won't receive the death penalty. This is SRN News. Eritrea continues to hold Christians in jail for their faith.
Religious freedom advocates tried to deliver a letter in support of seven imprisoned believers to the Eritrean embassy here in Washington last week, but were rebuffed. A worldwide outcry is building against Eritrea, which has come to be known as the North Korea of Africa, for its savage persecution of Christians. The country currently ranks number 6 on Open Door's annual list of the nations where it is most dangerous for a person to follow Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says the Justice Department has sent more than 20 subpoenas to doctors and clinics that provide sex change operations on hormone therapy to children. The request represents an elevation in the Trump administration's efforts to keep doctors from performing irreversible surgeries on minors for the purpose of living as the opposite sex. Bondi says the request, part of investigations into healthcare fraud, false statements, and more. This is SRN News. President Trump says there are no plans to shut down TikTok.
The president calls national security and privacy concerns related to TikTok and its Chinese parent company highly overrated. He used to have concerns, but doesn't anymore.
I'm a fan of TikTok. My kids like TikTok.
Congress passed a ban on the popular video sharing platform, but the president says he'll keep extending the shutdown deadline until there's a buyer.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
Boaters, beachgoers, and fishermen who spend time in the chilly waters of New England are learning to live with great white sharks. Sightings of the predators are up in places like Maine, where they were once very rarely spotted. Scientists link the white shark sightings to increased availability of the seals the sharks feast on, and say beach boers generally safe from shark bites. More details at srnnews.com.